Good morning, Brussels. This is Xavier, and welcome to your daily news podcast for Saturday, March 28th, 2026.
Hi everyone, I'm Lean, and what a lovely spring morning to start your weekend. It's currently cool at around 7 degrees, but we'll warm up to a pleasant 14 degrees under partly cloudy skies. A lovely day to be out and about in the capital.
Fantastic spring weather ahead. Now, let's dive into what's making headlines across Brussels today. And the big story this Friday evening. The Brussels Parliament has approved the 2026 budget.
Yes, after a debate that started an hour late due to a lack of quorum, the ruling majority pushed the budget through. They call it fiscal responsibility, controlled spending, but the opposition was not impressed.
Not at all. Opposition parties slammed the measures as vague, imprecise, and say the savings lack concrete mechanisms to guarantee results. A rather rocky parliamentary session by the sound of it.
On the upside, though, and this is significant, Standard and Poor's has confirmed Brussels' accredit rating with a stable outlook, solid governance, and manageable debt, said S&P. So financial markets seem to agree with the government more than the opposition does.
A vote of confidence, literally. Now shifting gears, and if you drive an older, more polluting car in Brussels, some relief on the horizon. The LEZ fines for diesel Euro 5 and petrol Euro 2 vehicles will not be enforced immediately.
That's right, a grace period before those penalties kick in. Good news for many commuters who've struggled to upgrade their vehicles. The region says it's giving drivers time to adjust.
And tonight, something you can actually take part in. Earth Hour 2026. At 8:30 p.m. this evening, the Atomium, Grand Place Illuminations, and other iconic Brussels landmarks will switch off their lights for 1 hour.
A global movement, locally felt. The WWWF campaign raises awareness about climate change and energy consumption. A simple act, switching off, that speaks volumes. If you're free this evening, it's a beautiful moment to experience the city's landmarks in a different light, literally.
Now, to some cultural news that should make Brussels very proud. A Brussels-based artisan ice cream maker has been crowned the best glacier in the world.
What? That's absolutely wonderful. Queues are already forming outside the winning shop in the city center. This award puts Brussels firmly on the international gastronomic map, gelato capital of the world. Who knew?
And there's more cultural news. The legendary Ancienne Belgique Concert Hall has unveiled its freshly renovated buildings. Improved acoustics, more space, better accessibility, and an ambitious program aimed at attracting international artists and audiences.
They've called it a dynamic musical temple. And honestly, with a venue like that upgraded, Brussels is going to be even more of a magnet for world-class concerts. Brilliant news for music lovers.
Now let's turn to a more sobering story. Staff at Brussels CPAS, the public social welfare centers, are reporting a sharp rise in aggression and violence on the job. A BX1 investigation found workers facing verbal threats and physical incidents from clients.
That's deeply troubling. These are people working in public service, helping some of the most vulnerable members of our community. They're calling for better protection measures. This isn't acceptable.
It really isn't. On another social note, hundreds of people took to the streets of Brussels yesterday, demanding better housing rights. Rising rents, evictions, and calls for affordable housing policies took center stage.
Tenants' unions, activist groups, community organizations, a broad coalition demanding stronger protections. The housing crisis is very real for many Brussels families, and people are making their voices heard.
Now, a sad story for lovers of Belgian tradition, like the famous Mondial Circus says it cannot find a location to set up in Brussels this season. No venue available, no accessible site in the capital.
That's really a shame. The Mundial Circus is a beloved Belgian institution. The organizers say they're at a loss. There simply aren't sites available or accessible enough in Brussels this year. Let's hope this gets resolved because some traditions are worth fighting for.
On a brighter note, the Brussels International Fantastic Film Festival, the BFFF, is back. It kicks off on April 3rd at Brussels Expo on the Heysel for its 44th edition.
2 weeks of horror, sci-fi, and fantasy. What more could you want? If you're a fan of the genre, start clearing your calendar now. The BIFFF is one of Europe's great genre festivals, and it all happens right here in Brussels.
And employees of the Brussels tourism agency, Visit.Brussels, staged a protest this week against announced budget cuts. They say the cuts will hollow out the organization's ability to promote the capital abroad.
And they have the support of the wider cultural sector. It's a tricky balance, promoting Brussels internationally while also cutting the agency that does that very job. We'll see how this plays out.
Final story. In the world of streaming, the French-speaking community of Belgium has secured a partial win. A new agreement with Netflix opens the door to more Belgian productions on the platform.
It's a step forward, though advocates say it falls short of binding quotas. Still, more Belgian content on a global platform like Netflix? That's worth noting. A small victory, but a victory nonetheless.
And that is your Brussels briefing for Saturday, March 28th. Beautiful spring weather, Earth Hour tonight, a world champion gelato maker to celebrate, and of course, all the city's cultural life continuing to thrive.
Enjoy your Saturday, Brussels. Get out there, enjoy that weather, maybe switch off your lights tonight for Earth Hour. We'll see you next time.